Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub.
Hello and ciao, my sparkling sea sprites. It is day 19 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, the annual tidal wave of creativity where podcasters far and wide commit to sharing fresh shows every single day of August. Some are silly, some are serious, some are saltier than a kelp chip snack bag, and you can catch every last one of them in the mega feed at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Today we are going to address the great jellyfish debate. Neighbors, pests, or soggy ghosts? Jellyfish, the eternal mystery blobs of the sea. Today we wrestle with one of life's big undersea questions. What exactly are they? Option 1. Neighbors. If you're feeling generous, you might think of them as those quirky neighbors who never mow their lawn, but always bring twinkly lights to the block party. Jellyfish drift around us with their little bioluminescent glow, minding their own business, adding ambiance like free undersea fairy lights. You want to hate them, but when you're swimming through a bloom and everything looks like a rave thrown by glow sticks, you almost forgive the sting. Almost. Option 2. Pests. Let's not sugarcoat it. Sometimes jellies are the worst. You're running late for the kelp market, trying to grab your sea cucumbers before they sell out, and what's blocking the entire thoroughfare? A jelly jam. Miles of gelatinous, pulsing blobs, taking up space like entitled living room furniture that suddenly decided it could float. And heaven forbid you brush past one, because then you are spending the rest of your afternoon slathered in eel slime, muttering words that would make Poseidon blush. And option 3, soggy ghosts. Listen, half the time these things don't even look alive. They just drift there, translucent and floppy, like a haunted grocery bag from the surface world. A jelly floating across a shipwreck in the moonlight? That's straight up horror movie material. And don't you even try to convince me otherwise. If I, a mermaid, catch a glimpse of that on a midnight swim, you'll better believe I'm shrieking like a kelp gull. Now, if you ask the jellyfish, they'll say, "Excuse us, but we've been here 500 million years. We don't need your opinions." Which, okay, fine, respect your elders and all that. But if you're going to sting my tail and drift in front of my cave like Casper the unfriendly squishy thing, then, darling, I am absolutely going to have thoughts. So, which is it? Neighbor, pest, or soggy ghost? Truth is, jellyfish are all three, depending on the tide and the mood. They're ancient, they're luminous, they're occasionally rude, and they keep turning my morning commute into an obstacle course that feels half rave, half haunted house. But maybe that's the point. Jellyfish remind us that life in the sea, and on land, is complicated. Sometimes it's beautiful, sometimes frustrating, sometimes downright spooky, and we all just have to drift with it.
My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute. For show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.